Welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I am so grateful to you for tuning in. Before we dive in, I would love to pay respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutruwita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates, and I pay my respect to the elders past, present, and emerging. Hello, hello. It is February. Oh my gosh. I hope you're well. And if you're a parent like I am, I hope you got through the school holidays. Tasmania is one of the last states to start school. So we actually have two more days of holidays left. And I can tell you that I can't wait for them to be over. I love my kids, but it feels really long, and this is actually my first summer holiday navigating the school holidays, and it just felt so long. And as a kid, I always thought that the holidays went by way too fast, and maybe you feel like that too. But as a parent, I'm actually changing that opinion. It felt so long. My daughter can't wait to start school, which is really good. Like, we've had some really great times, some, you know, slightly tougher times. We've had everything in between. And I'm just so glad that she's keen to start school, which makes things so much easier as a mama. Anyway, in today's episode, I want to talk about a one-size-fits-all approach that I just see a lot of marketing for. And I'm not sure if your newsfeed is the same, but a lot of coaches seem to market themselves from the point of having the absolute holy grail to a successful business. And like, if you don't do as they say, your business will fail. And I know it's a marketing message. I know how it works. You know, I'm on that side as well. But I just want to tackle it head on because it just frustrates me like so much. So a lot of coaches and online entrepreneurs make it seem like there's only one path to success. And often it is their path to success. And they make it seem that if you don't do what they did or what they teach, that you'll inevitably fail. And it's such a load of BS. And I want you to know that there are many ways to business success. And firstly, like, we need to think about success. Success looks different to each of us. And yes, the majority of us are in it to make money, whether it's, you know, a lot of money or enough money to pay the bills. Let's be honest and acknowledge that we are in business to make money. I mean, otherwise it's a hobby, right? But money does not equal success, for starters, at least not in my book. It goes much deeper than that. It goes kind of into what money can do for me. But that's not what I want to talk about right now. So let's just say success looks different to each of us. And I want to really focus on there not being one holy grail, one way to do business. Because like I said, often it is their path. It's how they got somewhere. And yes, it's great that they want to teach that, and that they can help others with that as well. But let's acknowledge that we're different people with different capacity, with different backgrounds. We're not equal. We're just not made equal. And to think that you can teach someone to build exactly what you build, it's just, I don't think it's possible because you are not the same person. Like if you were a clone and you did exactly what they did, yes. But we're different. So let's look at the path to business success, or more specifically, the different paths, because there is no one path. What you'll find, though, is that there are common denominators, but ultimately it's up to you what you implement and what you disregard. So I want to talk about the different paths to success, and you get to fill in what success looks like to you. I want to focus on it being your business, your rules, and ultimately I also want to focus on confidence and enoughness. So let's first look at some common denominators, and then I want to dive into what I'd like to call optionals. The first one that I want to focus on, and like this is in terms of building a business and a path to success. And there are, like I said, common denominators. So let's focus on that first. So the first one is think about your vision and your mission. And it doesn't need to be a save the world type mission, but having some sort of idea about what you'd like your business to stand for, what it does and what it sells, and then also where you'd like it to go is really helpful for long-term direction. Like if you don't really have some sort of vision and mission, it's quite challenging to build a business because you don't really know what you're doing it for. And I found that just making money is not always a good vision or mission because you're kind of just going to burn out or hop from one thing to the next. I get that we all need to make money, but it's actually quite challenging to build a business from a need to make money perspective if that is your only drive. The second one is to know your audience. And I talk about this all the time. So without knowing the person or the type of person who could benefit from your business, you'll just really struggle to offer something that resonates with customers. And if you don't know who they are, it'll also be really hard to create something that they want. And to create a message to talk about your offer will be really hard as well. So you kind of need to have an idea about who this person is that is going to buy your products or services. And like that's just across the board. This is not the holy grail to business. I would say actually that maybe this one is the holy grail to business, but then everything around it isn't. But I don't want to talk holy grails. You need to know who is going to buy your product. Who is that ideal person? The third one is to build a brand, or rather an identity that people come to know and that they come to trust. So building your brand generally includes communicating your values and creating something that your audience will recognize over a competitor's business. And a brand can be visual, but it's so much more. And that's why I'm saying creating something that your audience will recognize over a competitor's business. Because sometimes that is not necessarily your branding, your like visual branding, your logo and things like that. Sometimes that is your values, the way you communicated, a slogan. So think about building a brand. Number four is to prioritize your customers. Providing excellent customer service, listening to feedback, and just really putting customers and customer experience first. Because without customers, you won't really have a business. So you have to make sure that they are looked after. And number five is to be flexible. Things change so much in the business landscape. If you think back 20 years, things look just very different. There was no TikTok, there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook. It was just so different. So embrace innovation, be willing to adapt, be willing to evolve your products and your services. Be ready to change your strategies to take advantage of new opportunities because businesses who stay stagnant will ultimately fade away because there'll be someone else who will innovate. We're all familiar with the story of Blockbuster versus Netflix, right? So you do need to be flexible, open to change, and being able to adapt. So these are five common, pillars, things across the board of building a business. But remember, they are generally a framework for building a business. They're not set in stone. But if you think about all the successful businesses, you'll probably recognize that that's what they have in common. Now, let's look at what frustrates me so much. Basically, so much that I had to record a podcast episode about it. Those steps or pillars I just spoke about, they're quite general. But what I often see these days is coaches or course creators selling something that is positioned as the holy grail of business success. For example, I've seen programs that teach people how to scale your business beyond seven figures with the power of Instagram, as if Instagram is the only way to build and grow your business. Or how to make an easy 5K a month with YouTube, as if YouTube is the only thing that will help your business grow. Or at the moment, the new kid on the block is people saying or promoting that they're making 10K or more a month with only a few hours of social media a week by selling someone else's program through master resale rights. And on it goes. Now, don't get me wrong, some of what they sell or teach works. And great, if that works for you, that's awesome. But often the way they position themselves and what they are selling is only part of the story. It's all made to look easy. It's all made to look like anyone can do it. It's all made to look like you're a failure if you're not getting on board. But in reality, there are thousands of ways to make an income, and there are thousands of ways to build your business to be successful. And again, successful, you know, you get to fill that in. The most important thing is to take some time and figure out, firstly, what success looks like to you, and work out what you do and don't want to do to get there. I personally don't have the time or the bandwidth to record tons of video content. Sure, I could prioritize it and I'm sure I can do it, but I really don't want to. And it's not a mindset matter either, because I have zero issues with showing up on camera. It's just not something that lights me up. And if I had to do it every day or even every week, I just simply wouldn't. And then if I didn't do it, I would feel like a failure and so on and so forth. And this is what often happens. People are really sold a program or a coaching package or something like that. And then if they don't do what the coach or the teacher is telling them, then they're not going to, you know, be the success they want to be, or whatever that means. And then you feel like a failure and you kind of spiral downwards. So this is my big issue with a lot of this, is some of it can really work, but it needs to light you up. It needs to not be something like you feel you have to do, because otherwise you're not going to make it to the finish line kind of thing. It needs to be something that you get excited about, not something that is sold to you because otherwise you feel like a failure. And if you don't do it, and this is the thing, often when you don't feel like doing it and you buy into one of those programs, you still won't feel like doing it and you won't do it. And then, you know, you either say that something doesn't work for you, or, you know, it was a waste of money or a waste of time, where in essence, you really just shouldn't have been there in the first place. So think about what lights you up. Think about what success looks like to you and what you want to do in your business. If you love writing, start a blog to be seen, to be visible, to be found through SEO. Create ebooks, write a book. If you prefer speaking over being seen on video, start a podcast. There are so many ways that you can actually do things and be a success. And again, success is kind of like whatever you make that mean. Be a success without doing the things that, you know, XYZ tells you to do. And I also want to mention that any of the strategies being sold as the holy grail generally goes hand in hand with email marketing. No strategy works as a standalone. At least I strongly discourage you to build a business on one platform only. So let's say you're building a business on Instagram and you have thousands of followers, you make sales daily and life is really good until your account gets hacked or Instagram is down or the next big thing comes along. You'll literally lose everything overnight. And let me tell you, this has happened to people. So don't build your business on one platform only. And look, when it's down, there's nothing you can do about it because you don't own Instagram and they don't owe you anything. So any strategy to build your business is supported by another strategy. And 99.9% of the time, it's actually email marketing, but that's a different episode. So I'll save that for another time. What I want you to take away from this episode is that there are foundational elements of business that are universal, but that there is a lot of blank space to play in. And ultimately, it's your business, your rules, And I don't want you to get swept up in some of the hardcore marketing messaging that basically tells you that if you don't build your business a certain way, you'll fail. Because let me tell you, you won't fail. Businesses that survive are built slow and steady with small but consistent steps. And the main thing to remember is that whatever you do to grow your business needs to be something that lights you up. So I think that's enough ranting from me. I think you get the gist. There is no one way to build a business. It is your business, your rules. There are so many paths to success, but first you have to define what success means to you. I even want to add that, yes, I talk a lot about Facebook advertising and it being amazing, and I agree because, you know, that's what I do, but it is not the holy grail. Facebook advertising would be nothing without a solid foundation for your business. It would be nothing without a way to generate leads, aka you would need a landing page, you would need an offer, you would need an email marketing platform. Facebook advertising would be nothing without those foundations, and it can absolutely amplify your business, but it is not the only way, and I definitely don't recommend only using Facebook ads to generate leads. So I just wanted to add that as well, because I know I do talk about Facebook ads, but they are not the holy grail. I would say if there is a holy grail, and there isn't, if there was a holy grail, it would be your foundations, knowing your audience and having email marketing. That's what I would see as a holy grail over any of the other tactics. Anyway, I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the New School of Marketing podcast. I can't wait to share more with you next week. And remember, if you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com, where you can download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast and never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.